Useful publications. Capacity building of teacher training institutions in sub-Saharan Africa. UNESCO 2005. Summarizes evaluations of teacher training institutions and UNESCO's work in the region. Available in English or French from http://unesdoc.unesco.org. Developing Inclusive Teacher Education by Tony Booth, Carrie Ness and Marit Stromstad, 2003. This book provides an insightful analysis of how inclusion might be promoted in teacher education using examples from England, Scotland, Norway, New Zealand and the USA. Published by Routledge. Available from Taylor & Francis Group Limited, 2 Park Square, Milton Park, Abingdon, 0X144RN, UK. Fax +44 0 brackets 207 017 6699 www.tandf.co.uk/books ISBN 0-415-303-184 Price £24.99 Guidelines for Inclusion Ensuring Access to Education for All UNESCO 2005 This publication aims to change attitudes regarding inclusion so that education for all can become a reality. It serves as a policy tool for formulating and revising education for all plans and can be a basis for discussion among policymakers, educators, NGOs and international organizations interested in promoting education. Available from UNESCO, 7 Place de Fontenoy, 75352 Paris 07SP, France, www.unesco.org/education/inclusive Guidelines and Recommendations for Reorienting Teacher Education to Address Sustainability UNESCO 2005 This document looks at the issue of education for a more sustainable future. In particular, it addresses how teacher education programs can be revised to fit broader environmental, social and economic conditions and goals. Available from http://unesdoc.unesco.org id21.org This website shares international development research to policymakers and practitioners and contains many articles about teacher education issues. See www.id21.org Inclusive Classrooms The Use of Images in Active Learning and Action Research, EENET 2005. This report provides further details of EENET's image-based action research project with school students and teachers in Mpika, Zambia. Available from EENET. Inclusive Education e-Newsletter. In May 2005, Health Link Worldwide and the Disability Action Council, Cambodia, ran a 3-day roundtable discussion in Cambodia, attended by over 60 people interested in inclusion education. Their experiences and enthusiasm prompted the development of an electronic newsletter. The e-newsletter covers issues such as the inclusion of deaf children in mainstream schools, the importance of giving parents a voice, disabled teachers as role models, and research opportunities in inclusive education. It was produced by Health Link Worldwide and Susie Miles from EENET as part of the Disability Knowledge and Research Programme. Available from www.disabilitykar.net/ie_news/ed_intro.html Learning from Difference EENET's Guidelines for Practitioners Wishing to Use Action Research in Their Inclusive Education Work is now available in printed format, as well as on CD-ROM, in Arabic, English, French, Portuguese and Spanish, available from EENET. Teacher Training Initiative for Sub-Saharan Africa, TTISSA. UNESCO has launched this high-priority initiative for 2006-15 to help sub-Saharan countries restructure national teacher policies and teacher education. It aims to increase the number of teachers and improve the quality of teaching. 17 countries are participating in the first phase of the initiative. More information is available at www.unesco.org/education/TTISSA What Makes Teachers Tick? VSO 2002. Produced as part of a VSO advocacy project, Valuing Teachers, this report explores teachers' perspectives on factors that influence their motivation and identifies policy and practice changes needed to enhance their motivation. Available from www.vso.org.uk/resources/position_papers.asp. Many of the useful publications listed here are electronic or internet resources. EENet readers who are unable to access internet documents are encouraged to contact us, as we may be able to provide you with photocopies or electronic versions on CD. EENet, Care of Educational Support and Inclusion, School of Education, the University of Manchester, Oxford Road, Manchester, M139PL, UK, telephone +44 0 (161 275 3711), fax +44 0 (161 275 3548), email info@eenet.org.uk, web www.eenet.org.uk. Manchester 1824, the University of Manchester.